tranquil weather will be occurring across portions of the Midwest as we go forward through this next full week and possibly 10 days. The weather trend is going to continue to promote an opportunity for some warming as well, at least for the next 5 days or so. The warm-up will be important in melting some of the snow across the Midwest at a gradual pace. Most of the region did get some significant snowfall here recently, especially from Iowa into parts of Ohio, and if that snow melts too quickly, we may end up with some localized flooding on our hands. But with the weather pattern being what it is over this next 5 to 7 days, we are going to see temperatures warm, but only gradually, and the snow will slowly melt. It'll give it a chance to run off into rivers and streams without creating a big flood risk for the majority of the region. We'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely, but until we get a larger storm system to threaten the region, we shouldn't have much of an issue. The temperatures across the region this morning are already notably warmer than those of the past couple of days. Temperatures running mostly in the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest, and the skies are mostly fair. There's a little bit of cloudiness out there in a few spots, and light southerly breezes have begun to evolve across parts of the region. As we go through the next few days, we are going to continue to see generally dry weather. Now, there will be a risk of a little bit of precipitation every once in a while, but we are not expecting it to have a huge impact on the majority of the region. Most of the precipitation will be held to the far northernmost portions of the Midwest. A little stationary frontal boundary will likely be responsible for some occasional snow and a wintry mix of precipitation types across the northern Great Lakes region. But the earliest that any kind of precipitation could occur further to the south would probably hold off until Sunday and Monday. At that time, a little low-pressure center will bring a little bit of mixed precipitation types across the region from Iowa into Ohio. The moisture totals will be low, though, running at just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 2/10 of an inch at the most. That system will be followed by another period of drier weather, but another storm system is expected to reach into the northern plains at some point around Monday or early Tuesday. That system will also march across the northern portions of the Midwest as we move through the middle part of next week, with another round of snow expected to come with that. Colder air will come in behind it. That'll end the warming trend for a while. The middle to latter parts of next week will be notably cooler again across parts of the Midwest. But we will experience some nice warmer days coming up here over the next few. We're expecting to see highs today still rather chilly in the teens and 20s across the northern parts of the region, but 30s and some 40s will occur elsewhere, with some 50-degree readings in Missouri, Kansas, and parts of Nebraska. The warm air will work its way further to the east and north as we get further into the weekend. Our warmest afternoon will probably be on Saturday, when we'll expect to see highs running in the 30s and 40s north and the 50s and some lower 60s in the southwest. We'll expect the temperatures to cool back down just a little bit as we move into the early part of next week after that first little disturbance passes through the region, and highs will be in the 20s and 30s in the north and 30s and 40s in the south. We'll turn right around and warm things back up again real briefly during the middle part of next week before the bigger cold snap comes into the region and drops temperatures below average again towards the latter part of next week. In the meantime, down in South America, nothing changes today versus that of recent past days. The forecast continues to promote periodic rainfall and periods of sunshine in both Argentina and Brazil, which will translate into ongoing good crop development potentials. Now, Argentina will be very warm to hot at times this weekend, and that will likely accelerate drying rates, so some areas may dry down a little bit in the topsoil, but subsoil moisture should stay sufficient to carry on normal crop development through much of the next 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.